I'm just me. Praise God. So I'm going to try to preach through this. Amen. Is that all right? Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. I'm going to read on, but wouldn't it be wonderful for the world to look into the church and say, I don't find any error or fault with them. Amen. Verse 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed, gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. I want to stop right there. 10 verses. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, man, what a dilemma Daniel had been put into. He was highly favored. He was the president of presidents, the prince of princes. As far as Darius was concerned, he was the next man in line to the throne. He was Darius's right-hand man. Amen. Now he's been thrust into this dilemma. That's what I want to preach to you about. Daniel's dilemma. Amen. Would you lift your hands and pray and ask the Lord to help us here? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you for your mercy. I thank you for your great grace and love. Church said amen. Turn around, shake two or three hands, would you? Praise the Lord. I got to thinking about this. God got to dealing with me about it. And I'll just go ahead and throw this out here as a disclaimer. Is that all right? God's been dealing with me. God's been tugging on Brother Teague's heart to have revival. And I have come to the conclusion that my family will never have revival until I have revival. My boys will never have revival until I have revival. My wife will never have revival until I have revival. I need to have a revival. And so probably for 3 months now, God's been digging me up, digging around me. Is that all right? Been digging me up. And he showed me some things that I'm not very happy with. Come on, say amen to me. But that's part of revival. Can you say amen? So I want to try to have revival, and I want you to have revival with me. Is that all right? I know that while I'm preaching this week, that it'll be a reflected. It'll just be a reflection of what God is doing in me. And I know that in order to get it to you, God's got to get it to me. So I'll just go ahead and throw that out there right here off the bat so you'll know where I'm at. I need revival. Come on now. I'd like to have a move of God. Come on, say amen. Like to have a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Daniel is one of my favorite character studies throughout all the Bible. He's one of my favorite men to read after. He purposed in his heart way back in chapter 1 that he would not defile himself with the king's meat. And when Nebuchadnezzar came to Israel and took him, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego captive, Daniel just stood in the forefront for some reason to me. Daniel was a man that had integrity. He was a man of great character. And he was a man that loved God with everything that was within him. Can you say amen? Daniel loved God and he had a relationship with God. He had communion with God. He talked to God. He prayed. And he communicated with God. Can you say amen right here? Daniel was a man that was after God's heart. Can you say amen? Daniel, right there as a young man, I seen him when they brought him in with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Darius was going to have him and several others to be counselors over the newly conquered kingdom of Israel. And Darius, no doubt, was going to use them to help him to be able to better understand these Jews. Amen. Daniel was favored by God. I thought about that, you know. I thought about being favored by God. Amen. What does it mean to be favored by God? To have the blessings of God on your life? I want you to understand something. There's a lot of people that have come through the line that have preached in Pentecostal churches that to have the favor of God, that means we're rich, that means we're famous, that means we've got plenty of money. Come on, say amen. But I'm telling you, if you have the favor of God, that means you've got peace that passeth all understanding. You've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. Can you say amen to me right here? I'm telling you, when you get the favor of God on your life, God will begin to exalt you. God will begin to lift you up. God will begin to help you and bless you in ways that you never dreamed. Hallelujah. Daniel, taken away from his homeland. Man, I hate this head cold. I'll just tell you, I hate it. Hallelujah. Taken away from his homeland. Taken into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. We remember how that he probably was off on business for the king when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship the golden image. Remember that? We remember how that Daniel, through all of that, gained a great name among those kings. Not only did our scripture text finds him serving under Darius, but he was captured by Nebuchadnezzar and he served under Belshazzar. And now Persia has come and taken the kingdom of Babylon and conquered it. And now Darius is reigning over Daniel. But God exalted him through all of that. God's favor was on him. God's hand was on him through every bit of that. Come on now. A lot of people think, I've got to be like the world. I've got to do it like they do it in order to fit in. I'm telling you, if you want to go somewhere, just hook up with God. Can you say amen? God's the one on the top anyway. Can you say amen to me, somebody? If you hook up with the Lord, then God will take you places. Can you say amen to me right here? Daniel was exalted in the kingdom because he had a heart for God. Amen. You can do it the very same way. If you get a heart for God, God will take you somewhere. That's right. There ain't 12 secrets to success. Amen. I'm not talking about Joel Osteen's million-dollar smile. Come on now. But if you serve the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, don't y'all believe that? Don't y'all believe it? That God will exalt you and take you places and do things through you. Come on, say amen. Daniel was a great, great character study for me. And I noticed some things here, and I'd like to preach to you if the Lord will help me. I noticed three things in Daniel's life that I'd like to have in my life, things that God needs to deal with me about, God has dealt with me about. Now, I feel like preaching it to you here this morning. I wondered, Daniel was a very diligent man. Amen. Daniel had diligence about him. Did you see what happened in the scripture text? The Bible said in chapter 6 that he went and kneeled down 3 times a day and prayed as he did aforetime. It wasn't a show, folks. He wasn't just putting on something. He had done it over and over and over again. Can you say amen to me, somebody? I'm telling you, Daniel had it down to the place where he was willing to serve God in prayer. He was diligent about his prayer life, morning, noon, at night. I feel like that's when he's probably praying. Can you say amen? Diligence is a great, great thing that's lost among many of our Pentecostal churches. Can you help me right here, somebody? Diligence, I wondered what it meant. You know, in the family I was raised in, we didn't use words like diligence very much. Diligence. What does diligence mean? Webster said, diligence means a constant, careful effort. Man, y'all quiet this morning. A constant, careful effort. Diligence. Come on now. Daniel was diligent in seeking God. He was diligent and crying out to God. He was diligent about his prayer life. Come on, say amen. He didn't let things get in his way. He didn't let things hinder him from, he didn't let things block him and stand in between him and God. When prayer time came, it was time to pray. Come on and help me right here, somebody. It's just that simple. It's just that easy. You got to get you a diligent prayer life if you're going to make it. Listen, I'm preaching that the rapture is about to take place. How many believe that? I believe the Lord is getting ready to come. I believe that with all my heart. I'm starting to feel better about this, by the way. Hallelujah. I'm starting to feel like the church is getting ready to leave here. But if we don't soon leave, you hear me, we're going to face some things. We're going to go through some things. And we're going to have a relationship with Christ if we're going to be able to make it. Amen. And one thing we got to do is be diligent in prayer. Diligent in prayer. Prayer. Amen. 3 times a day. Isn't it amazing how we have time to do everything else? You can't pray 30 minutes, but you can surf the internet for 3 hours. Come on now. Diligence. People do what they want to do. We talk about seeing the move of God, having the move of God. Now, I'm just preaching to you like God done it to me. Is that all right? Amen. I'm trying to have revival. Is that okay? Amen. We talk about having a move of God and how it used to be and what used to happen. Come on now. You know why it happened then? It was because we was a praying. Come on now. We was getting in the closet and calling on the name of the Lord. Are you going to help me, somebody? We need to get back to that place. I'm trying to get back to that place. Are you going to help me this week? Amen. I'm trying to get diligent in prayer. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Amen. He will reward you if you diligently seek him. Amen. You've got to put forth a constant, careful effort to seek God. Amen. A constant, careful effort to seek God. Amen. In Philippians 3, the Bible said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Come on now. Amen. God began to dig me up. I begin to realize I ain't a praying like I used to pray. I got to get diligent about my prayer life. Come on now. Amen. I've got to get some stability about me. I've got to get diligent in this thing. Amen. Listen, it can't be a now and lay me down to sleep. It can't be God is great, God is good. Come on now. You've got to find you a place to pray and pray till you pray through. Hey, I've got something simple for you here this morning. No pray, no stay. Hallelujah. If you quit praying, you'll never make it with God. Man, y'all jumping and hollering this morning. Hallelujah. Diligence. Anybody here guilty? Anybody here guilty? Diligence. Diligence. Our commander-in-chief loves us more than anybody else ever will. He cares about us more than anybody else ever will. Come on, say amen. He ain't beating us over the head, but he wants to communicate with us. He wants to communicate with us. Amen. That's how we get our marching orders. Can you say amen to me? And we're going to have to be diligent in our seeking him. Seeking him. Daniel showed it to me right there, as he did aforetime. Three times a day. Come on now. I thought Daniel was diligent in this dilemma that he was thrust into. But he had to have something else. He was steadfast. Webster said steadfast means firmly fixed in place, not subject to change. Amen. Firm in belief or determination. Webster said that steadfastness means adherence to. We didn't use words like adherence in the house I was raised in either. Man, y'all quiet as a mortuary. I hear the crickets cricketing out there. Man, that's quiet. That's quiet. Adherence, it means stuck to it. Stuck to it. Steadfastness. Stuck. Glued to it. Come on now. Amen. If I was in Georgia, I'd say you got to get a bulldog grip on it. Come on, say amen. You got to get a bulldog grip on God. You got to know what you believe and why you believe it. Come on now. It's one thing to thumb your nose at the government and say that the country's going to hell. Come on now. The country's just blown with the wind. Are you going to help me while I preach to you? It's one thing to, amen, to gripe and compromise and complain and grumble. But why don't you stand up and trim your lamp and let it shine? Let your light shine. Amen. Listen. Hey, we got to be diligent and we got to be steadfast in what we believe. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Everything we do, we should do it as unto the Lord. Come on, say amen. And when we're doing it, we ought to do it in the hope of his soon return. Amen. We're not working for the man. We're working for the master. We're not working for me. We're working for him. Come on, say amen. Amen. Stand on it. Steadfastness. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let the church down the road talk you out of it. Don't let the hypocrites talk you out of it. Amen. Don't let the souped up preacher talk you out of it. Come on now. Amen. Just get a hold of God and stand on it. Hallelujah. Steadfastness. Steadfastness. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. He is faithful that promised. So we ought to be faithful, hadn't we? Amen. Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Two times in Matthew, once in chapter 10, again in chapter 24, Jesus said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Come on now. All the way to the end. I want to make it, don't you? Amen. I want to make it. God's been digging me up. Listen, I want to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I don't want to grow weary in well-doing. I don't want to get slack and lazy. Come on, say amen. I want to keep my hand to the plow and refuse to look back. Are you going to help me right here? Amen. I'm telling you, Daniel had diligence and Daniel had steadfastness, but there's something else Daniel had. Daniel had great courage. You see what the Bible said? Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed, gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. That took great courage, folks. Come on now. You're going to have to be courageous if you make it in this world. Amen. Only courageous folks are going to heaven. Can you say amen? This is where me and Mr. Webster parted ways right here. I looked up his definition for steadfastness and I liked it. I looked up his definition for diligence and I liked it. But I didn't like his definition for courage. He said courage is the quality of having, the quality of being fearless or brave. Fearless or brave. I'm not sure that courage, Bible courage, is fearless. Come on now. I'm not sure Webster had a hold of it there. Come on now. I don't think he was inspired anyway. Come on, say amen. That's right. Amen. Courage. I feel like Bible courage, being courageous, biblical courage, is going through it in spite of it. Amen. I don't know how y'all would have felt, but if I'd have been with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, my knees would have been knocking. Come on now. I'd have been scared. Come on, say amen. I would have. I'd have been fiery furnace. The greatest, the strongest men in the kingdom done fell dead. Come on now. I'd have been terrified. Come on, say amen to me. I'd have trusted the Lord. I feel like I would have. But you know, courage is not the absence of fear, but courage is going through the fear in spite of it. Trusting God, putting one foot in front of the other, sailing on. Come on, say amen. When the trouble comes, when the calamity comes, when the trial comes, sailing through it. Come on, help me right here. I'm telling you, you're going to have to be courageous to live for God. Courageous. I wonder if there's any here in a dilemma. You know how you're going to get through it? You're going to get through it with diligence in prayer, steadfastness. Hold on to what you believe. Encourage. Come on, say amen. Stand with me, would you, all over this place. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and worship Him, would you? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love You. We honor You. We bless You. Thank You, Master, for Your mercy and grace. Thank You, Lord, for Your love and compassion. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's gather in around the altars this morning. Let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's ask Him to send us revival this week. Hallelujah. Come on, let's talk to Him.
in spite of whatever fear, and already knowing the consequence. Amen? Not suspecting it, not thinking this is how it might be, but already knowing that just as soon as word gets back, they're going to capture me, they're going to throw me into that den of lions. Amen? So if I'm going to go out, I might as well go out serving the Lord. Amen? Thank the Lord. So he went home, amen, threw open the windows, got down to pray. Amen. Thank God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, that we had some Daniels. Amen. In the church. The devil's already told you what he wants to do. He's already told you what the consequence, amen, will be. Amen. If he can work it all out. Amen. Hallelujah. But we need some Daniels to go on anyway. Amen. We need some Daniels that will go ahead and throw the window open. Amen. And get down and pray anyhow. Amen. Even knowing what it's going to be like. Amen. Thank God Almighty. Amen. Listen, when you have courage like that, God can't help but come by. Amen. Thank God. God cannot help but come by. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the goodness of God. Amen. All right. Come back tonight ready to worship and glorify the Lord at 6 o'clock tonight. Amen. Come with your mind made up. I'm going to receive from him. Amen. I'll tell you something. The devil doesn't want us to have revival. Amen. In this last day, that's the last thing the devil wants. Amen. But if we're determined to have him, amen, we can have him. Amen. Thank God. It might take some pressing. Might take some pushing. Amen. Might take some perseverance. Amen. Some diligence, steadfastness. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. But we can have, amen, what God's got for us. Amen. Thank God. Love the Lord and appreciate him. Amen. This morning, 6 o'clock tonight, come ready to worship and glorify the Lord. Also remember that tonight is birthday and anniversary month. So just keep that in mind after service tonight. All right. All hearts and minds clear. All right. Thank you. Stand with us, and we'll go to the Lord together in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' holy name, we come before you thanking you, praising you, Lord, lifting you up. Father, giving you glory and honor and praise, asking you, Father, to move tonight. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, take this word, Father, as it's been sown into our hearts. Father, Lord, let it be as that seed that falls upon good ground. Father, let it bring forth fruit. Father, we thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.